Blog Talk Radio.
In a colorless landscape, the future has promise. What the world needs is a shining Talk Radio, back to life. Welcome to WMLR, More Life Radio. It's real radio on a blog platform. WMLR Radio.
Light electricity.
Three, 33, 1, 1. Main event of the evening.
Hotep, children of the sun, and welcome. Your number one station focused on rebuilding our nation. WMLR, More Life Radio, proudly presents Brother, 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 a show dedicated to the upliftment and encouragement of the melanated kings. Yes, WMLR is where you are. What's up, family? Peace and love to all of you. Thank you for joining us tonight. It's your boy, Tahuti the Fly, Virgo, and yes, indeed, the Kings are back. We got a lot to talk about tonight, and we're going to get into it real soon. Glad you could be here. You could have been anywhere else, but you chose to be right here with us tonight, and we do appreciate you for it. We do hope you sit back and enjoy the show. As you might know, and if you don't, you're going to find out tonight, this format is a barbershop-type format where the Kings get together and we have a conversation about various topics. So it's not just one topic. It's all about what's on your mind tonight. We want to hear from you. Give us a call at 845-277-9321. Now, we got a new barber in the shop with us this go-around. He's a friend of mine. I'm so glad he could be down. We're waiting on my brother, Kansu Shushnua Moon. He'll be pulling up. You know how we do. Peace to the brother, the one and only Professor Silent. Peace, King. How you feeling tonight?
Man, I'm all good in the neighborhood. Glad to be back. back. How about yourself?
Man, feeling good, invigorated, man. A lot of things going on, and man, ooh, so much to talk about, Professor. So much, man. And I want to thank you for coming on deck. And Professor Silence has been a longtime supporter of WMLR since the beginning, y'all, since day one. He's one of them down since day one cats, and I appreciate him. Now he's going to be a barber right here in the shop with us. Our showtime is going to be Wednesday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We'll be right here. We're going to hit you short and sweet, family. That's how we're going to do it. We're going to get right to the point. Now, Professor Silence, I want you to take a minute and tell the people a little bit about yourself, man. I'm glad you're here. Thank you for joining me. Tell the people a little bit about yourself, man, so they get a little familiar with you, if you will. I yield the floor, King.
Man, well, we don't have to yield it that long. Just go keep it real, keep it simple, keep it real.
Oh, I got to yield it, brother. This man is accomplished. Go ahead, brother. Tell him.
But right here, right now, I'll just say what I'm doing and not what I did, not what I'm going to do. This is what I'm at right now today in my life. Right now, today in my life, I am a teacher. I am a public school teacher. I am a police officer with the local police department, same area where I teach. So I'm very much entrenched in the community where I live, where I work. I'm also a member, an appointed member of the airport board here in town. So that's a city appointment. It's a 5-year appointment. And so my main objective for being a part of that is so that I can help redistribute some of the funds that certain people have been holding on to for an extensive amount of time, far too long, and keeping people down economically, financially. And so I want to be able to redistribute these funds. So that's what I am doing right now. And I have a couple of things that I got in the mix for, you know, what to do in the near future. But in terms of right now, if you say, what are you doing? That's a quick snapshot of who I am and what I'm doing today. Homeowner, landlord, work.
An educator, definitely. And the brother is so such a wealth of knowledge. We do appreciate him anytime. He, like I said, he's been down when I started this thing 5-6 years ago, doing, you know, internet radio and everything. So I do appreciate you, man. We're going to have some good talk tonight. But the first thing we like to do, Professor, when we get into the barbershop, we turn the radio on because, you know, this is Real Radio on a Blog Talk platform, your number one station dedicated to Black emancipation, WMLR, More Life Radio. So we raise the vibrations right about now. So we're going to do that. And when we come back, man, I want to get into what's going down tonight. Politics, man. We got the vice presidential debate. Your girl Kamala Harris and Mike Pence, the current vice president, having their debate tonight. But I'm more interested in what's going on the independent front. I want to talk about the other candidates that are out there running too, Professor. But I don't want to give them a whole lot right now. Okay. When we come back, we're going to get into it. Let's go ahead and raise the vibrations a little bit. Y'all know how we do it. We get it with the music. We can inject all of the things that the kings love, and we're going to do it right now. We're going to raise the vibrations. I've got some cats that I am just digging right now. These young men come out of Manchester, England, and they are called the Children of Zeus. These boys are dope. So I'm going to just roll up something right now, if you don't mind. Let me get my smoke on. Why don't you come smoke with me? It's your boy Tahuti, the Fly Virgo. Right here, WMLR, More Life Radio. We'll be right back.
Just call me when you need me, and I'll be around. We have a little something to get you by. Whenever you feel down, I'll be on call. I can tell that we can burn a tree. Why don't you come and get high with me? Girl, when you're ready, yeah.
Looking at this payphone like Tyrone ain't answering. Screw face and hold your tongue like shoelace. You kill your higher flight cancel, man. Relax your mind and let your conscience be free. Them back rubs, your zone out. The bathtub's running deep and smoke clouds will make the pain go. And 3 years of solid stress, it rocked my brain low. You held me down like baptism. Rainy days attack to bring the whole stash with him. Road trees tired of daily singing out, out. And your phone ringing out, yeah. Yo, we're flying faith as I'm feet high. Got a silk on the tape deck. Serenade the neighbors, smoke your paycheck. Now lay your head on my pillow, we giggle at the ceiling. Rock the boat, we're at the middle and give you that healing. Pulling outside the ziplock, I'm smoking to my lips. Like I'm killing roaches like your mama's flip flop. She threw my weed out, I threatened to leave her. Cause if I can't smoke none, then she can't either.
Just call me when you need me, and I'll be around with a little something to get you high. Whenever you feel down, I'll be on call. Just in case of an emergency, I can chill and we can burn a tree. Why don't you come and get high with me, girl? When you're
the need today is for black Africans who have been divinely called out and set apart for the particular purpose and or mission of liberating, resurrecting, and empowering other black Africans. The need today is for them to get serious about their assignment and stop being distracted and start bringing forth some fruit. That's the need today. But how are you going to bring forth fruit if you keep getting distracted? And how are you going to stop being distracted if you don't know what your assignment is? I challenge you today, brothers and sisters, what is your assignment? What did God put you on this planet for? Why did God let you come out of your mama's womb?
There we
it's
go.
One and only.
Yes.
Kind of on WMLR. You already know. Guess what, y'all? We back. I'm excited to hear this. And of course, we got a little flavor and a little change. And I'm so excited, man, after going through 2020, a memorable year. A lot of people were looking down on it. A lot of people said, oh, man, 2020 is so bad. 2020 has been a year of enlightenment, something that we can appreciate to see with our eyes. And of course, I got my co-host, man, and a couple of more additives, a couple of more co-hosts, man. Equally,
yeah, we got two. I told him about the new barber.
So who's the fly Virgo? What's good, man? What's
peace
good?
To you, King. You know what I'm saying? You on that CPT tonight, I see. You know I'm going to get on you. You're on that CPT, but I'm glad you made it, man. I didn't know if you had got stranded on the road or what happened, but your chair is always on deck. And yeah, we definitely got a couple of new barbers next week. I'm hoping he can join us tonight. My brother, Deshaun Goodwin, we're calling him Sean John, the sports guru. He's going to be our sports guru addition to the show. Giving us some in-depth looks, not only what's going on the field, but a few things that might be going on off the field. There's a lot going on in sports right now off the field. So we're going to talk about that. We can't wait to have him join us. But tonight, we've got Professor Silence, our new recruit barber, who's joining us, educator. He introduced himself, Khonshu. And of course, y'all, Y'all already know my right-hand man, Kansu Sheshmu Amun. Brother, you've been doing well. Everything going good. How you feeling tonight?
Feeling good, man. Feeling great. You know, living life, loving life, cutting the bullshit out and stop complaining. You know, I keep it straight and up and down with brother. Brother, shut the fuck up. Quit crying. Stop whining. Get up off your ass. And that's about it. That's about it, dude. Loving life, man, and I keep living it every single day, huh? Until I can't live no more. I keep it moving.
Yes, sir. And you have to do that. It's a lot going on right now. I want to get right into it. We're not going to be real long. I already told the family we're going to keep it short and sweet with them tonight. I want to get right into it. The topic of tonight, the politics jumping off. We got the vice presidential debate going on tonight. Kamala Harris and Mike Pence going at it. And then we also have an independent candidate that's running. Actually, the lady who I will be supporting, and I'm happy to say, her name, she goes by the name of Jade Simmons. And Professor Silence, I'm glad we're in this format because you and I have been talking about her back and forth on our Facebook platform. But, you know, I want to kind of pick your brain and kind of get where you are with it and kind of share with the people and kind of see where you are with things. A lot of things have changed, I know, since the last time we talked. You referred to Trump. You said he would be the greatest president of all time.
Yes, sir.
Do you still stand on that bold prediction?
Yes. I'm not voting for him this time, but yes.
Well, I'll be real honest with you. I'm not voting for either one of them, but if they were the only two, I would vote for Trump.
Yes.
That's right. You heard me say it right
but
here.
But I'm not voting for Trump this time. But yeah.
Right. And I'm not either. But like I'm saying, if they were the only two, Professor Silence, I would vote for Donald Trump. What do you think? What do you say?
That's a spicy question right there. But, and I'm thankful that Jade, and the other thing I was going to try to bring up was, in addition to Jade, you also have the Green Party. And they're running their candidates out there, and they have a black female who is the vice president. He has a white male and a black female who's running for vice president of the Green Party. And she claims herself to be like Black Panther Party status as a black female running. So I got a chance to look at her. But unfortunately, the name is not getting to, but I just know, like I said, it's black female. If you Google up the Green Party and you see who's running there, because like you mentioned, third-party candidates, I think it's important to look outside the box. And at least, if you already know we're in a two-party system, at least you feel like, hey, whether my candidate wins or not, you can vote your conscience. You can vote, say, hey, I feel good about it. Now, whether this person win or not, hey, this is all. And that's, I believe strongly that, too, people felt the same way about Obama. When he was first coming up, everybody was like, man, Obama ain't going to win. Obama ain't going to win. Giuliani probably going to beat Obama.
Mm-hmm. What has he done? We don't even know who he is. What kind of experience?
Right.
He doesn't have a lot of experience. Mm-hmm.
But the dude won. He showed number one. So stuff like that should at least inspire some of the third-party candidates, particularly one like Jay Simmons, who's been working very diligently on getting some electorals out there, because I know I was talking to some people in California connecting them with her. So it's a real thing going on. So you just never know. I think if anything else, she's going to position herself, if not this time, next time, to be a force to be reckoned with.
Let me say this, okay, because I've been catching it, you know, from the Biden supporters, who, in my opinion, are no better than the Trump supporters. They're no different. They're just as deplorable as they say the Trump supporters are. Okay? My thing is this. You're supporting a man who has been in politics for almost 50 years. He's just now coming up with a black agenda, some kind of a black plan. He's just now coming up with it. And all it is talk. We know what his black plan is. He's shown you what it is. See, black people have to get an understanding of politics. It's about policy. It's about policy, family. We get away from that. We're all black power and Black Lives Matter when the police are gunning us down. But when it comes time to making sensible decisions, intelligible decisions, decisions based on facts and research as opposed to emotion, this is going to be the first election that I know of that I can remember where it's based strictly on hatred. It's based on hatred and fear. And we have got to get out of this mindset that there's only two parties, because it's not. We're robbing ourselves, y'all. We're the ones that move the goalposts back. You ever had an interview, fellas? You ever had an interview somewhere? You had the skill. You know you knew the job. But because you didn't have the experience, or nobody had hired you before to do it, you don't have that experience. And so, therefore, they tell you, well, you don't have any experience. And then so you don't get the job. That's happened to me before. So how am I going to get the experience if I'm not given the opportunity? And if our vote is as powerful as people say it is, then we have the power to turn this thing around on a dime. We could go with the Green Party. We could go with Jade Simmons. Now, I don't know a lot about the Green Party, and I've got time. Because guess what? I'm going to vote, and I'm going to feel good this time. I'm not voting for any evil in any shape, form, or fashion. It's just not happening. But I just wish we would learn, family. Consul, I'm going to throw it to you and just get your, I want to hear your perspective. I really wish we would get to a place where we are far more than political chumps. We enjoy being political chumps, political whores. Our votes mean nothing because we give them up without any tangibles, without anything on or for. Talk to him, brother. Talk me down. I'm getting excited right now. Talk me down, brother.
Well, the mitigating factor here is ownership. Votes don't matter until you own something. We don't own a piece of this government. We don't own a piece of legislation because we're employees. And as long as we're satisfied with getting fed from our oppressor, then we'll never have a voice in politics. The first misnomer is personality worship, King. We're arguing over personalities. Trump, you work for a Trump. You work for a Biden. And you go to work every day faithfully and you never miss a day. Whether you're sick, death in the family, you got to ask permission to take off. You go to work with your back hurting, headache, don't matter. Your Trump and your Biden tells you to come to work. And you come. Faithfully. You miss the child's graduation. You miss your wife's anniversary because you go to work for Trumps and Bidens. These are Europeans that are exercising their rights and privilege. We're in a white supremacist society. But we've been reduced to colors like little crayons in a box and personalities. And we're watching the circus and we're participating in it. The purpose of not voting for Biden or Trump, whether it be Jade Simmons, Kanye, or whoever you pick, cast your vote, is to let them know we are sequestering our commerce. Our political votes are our social commerce, and we're going to sequester them. You don't know what we want, you will not get our votes. They do not expect black turnout. That's not the point. They expect blacks to operate in the same status that we've been operating in. And until we change that mentality, Kings, until we change that mentality, the hamster wheel is going to keep going round and round. Because we're not empowering ourselves by empowering ourselves through the system. We're fighting the system, but we're not fighting the system by taking a stake in it. We don't know what we don't know what whole life insurance and term insurance for you and your children are. We don't invest in land. We don't invest in gold and silver and real estate. We invest in debt. We don't believe in good credit. We think it's against us. So we're not investing in longevity and the perpetuation of us as individual black nationals. We don't know the difference between being a federally protected consumer and a citizen. A lot of times we conflate the two things that we're arguing about, King. And it's good to have a subject matter like this with brothers, because it's important that we get this message out to our fellow brothers.
Indeed.
Our fellow sisters, because
indeed,
the game has started. This is a Monopoly game. This is a game. And we're not playing with all our pieces, King.
And we haven't been. We haven't been playing with all our pieces, and it's time. And you hit it right on the head. It's mindset. It's the mindset. We have too many people that are afraid to think outside of the box. You're telling people to vote. That's all I've been hearing. Vote, 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 vote. They might as well tell you, vote for Biden. They might as well say it on the news, all of the news outlets, all of the commercials, all of the celebrities. Everybody's telling you to vote. So if that's the case, family, and then we got regular people that's doing it. Your ancestors died for your right to vote. I wish people would stop telling that lie. To me, let me say this. This is my opinion. And Professor, you can jump in on this after this and see. Let me get your thoughts on this. I want us to stop telling that lie. Black people didn't die just to try to vote. They died trying to walk in the front of buildings. They died looking at white women or laughing too loud or looking at a white man with anger in their eyes. They died just for being black, period. They died because they wanted to fit into a system that was never meant for us. That meant something to them. When we were segregated, we had everything except a military. It's the only thing we did not get and build. So if we do get this opportunity again to do it, there are black communities that are putting their money together, buying cities. There are actually towns and villages and small cities for sale. It's going down right now in Georgia. There are places in Mississippi that we could put our money together and buy these places. Consul is right. Your vote means nothing if there's no ownership. Professor Silence, speak on what I just said, man. Are we lying to the young people? You're an educator. You teach the young people. Are we lying to them when we tell them that our ancestors died for our right to vote, and that should be the reason, that should be your motivation to go and vote? Should we be teaching our young people that, or is it time for us to start dealing with facts and teach them the truth about things? Speak on it, brother.
Man. One thing I want to just jump on real quick of what Brother Consu was talking about, playing chess and not knowing all your pieces. I think that was really potent the way he broke it down like that, because that's one of the reasons, like I mentioned earlier in my introduction, how I am a member of the airport board. I'm a teacher and I'm also a police officer. So you can see me on a lot of different levels of the playing field, you know, being able to create and provide opportunities for us, where at one point, Those very same positions didn't exist for us in times past. You can see now, you see black people on the police force, but there was a time, particularly here in Mississippi, when that just wasn't happening. It's just very recently that the airport board that I sit on was very recently integrated. We're in the 21st century right now, so that should give you an idea, indication that yes, we are not. I think not, in addition to not just playing with all our pieces and moving them correctly, in addition to that, I would also want to add that knowing how they move and strategy, you know, adding that extra layer to it. Because it's one thing to know how the piece moves, but then you have to add that extra layer of strategy and how we're going to get our goal accomplished. And I think that's one of the bottom lines that I look at when it comes to moving forward as a people collectively. When you talk about vote, 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 and with no real direction or guidance, and then I'm a big believer in I'm a proponent that local voting is where it matters most, because it's where you vote. Where you live is how you live, you know. So if you're not voting locally and taking care of what's happening in your town, I mean, yeah, Trump, whoever the president is, president's gonna come and go, you know. But if you're not taking and paying attention to what's going on in your local elections. Like, I know the mayor in three different cities. I know three different mayors. I work on the boards. I talk to people on a regular basis. And it's because of that political involvement that I maintain, I can also influence policy just by being involved like that. Because they say, hey, this man right here, he's about something, doing something, he's making things happen. And if we as a collective people are more politically involved, at least on a local level, then where you live is how you live. So if police are harassing you in your town, how involved are you in the local politics of that town? Now, I live in a black majority town. The mayor is black, police chief is black, you know, principal is black, superintendent of school is black. So, I mean, if we have an issue, we need to also learn how to work collectively together so that we can build upon what we have. Because oftentimes I see white people keeping their issues in the closet and coming and attacking us. But when it comes to us, we're attacking ourselves and each other right there in public, all wide and open. Of course, Malcolm X said himself, you know, we got an issue. You got an issue with your brother. You take him to the closet and you work it out at home in the closet. And you come out, you pose a united front all the time. And if we're not doing that, we are doing ourselves as a people a collective disservice. And that's my take.
Consu, you want to add to that? You want to expand?
I mean, I can only echo those statements. I mean, those are powerful statements. And again, it speaks to the systemic aspects of racism versus the blatant. And you had put up a post on Facebook that had me chuckling when you had a meme that reflected Biden and Trump. And again, we're bombarded by personality to the point that we don't even value the rules and regulations that are put in place to protect us. And I understand it's a blurred line. Like, the brother is a police officer. And I got family members that are police officers, that are black police officers. And I promise you they're going through some really traumatic times because they're not in the position to change the status. The people have to. The police have a job. And every time that they leave out that house, they don't know if they're going to make it home the next day or on their same shift. And that's a lot of burden to carry being a black police officer. So it's the little intimate things like that that are not explained in media. And we got to stop going to sources that oppress us, feed us. A racist, the suffix I-S-T-K, means that I market race. If I can sell to you that there's a different paradox outside of being a human being, I've already won. If I can tell you that I'm different and you're different, I've already won. Because now I control the playing field, because now I can juxtapose you against another person and have you comparing yourself to white fragile people. There are white productive people in the world, but we've reduced it to consciousness of color. All white people are fragile. That's not true. So when we talk about white supremacy, we also, the brother Sahudi was saying this when we were on the air previously, months, years ago. Supremacy is a facet of white fragility. So it's a psychological impediment where then it's not a clear line of thinking. So what do? We mirror it. So we become black supremacists. And then we say, well, we can't be racist. In my opinion, that's illogical because we are. We're racist against each other. Not in a layman's terms, because we're never in the power or in the position to control, but I'd be damned if we don't kill each other. We spend more energy attacking each other than we do understanding looking at things from a global scale. Because in the real world, we have to provide shelter, food, and clothing in the real world. And everybody's motivation as a human being is to survive. And the second motivation is peace. That's Neely Fuller Jr., master teacher. These are the two goals of human beings and human nature. We've reduced it to the false dichotomy of color, brother. So I totally support Professor. I mean, he hit some deep, deep undertones of things. Because we're just being fed what our oppressor feeds us in media. And if you notice that, and me and our brother Tahuti used to joke about this, we got the men that think it's okay to be a drug addict. And they're in the deviant, as long as you ride in the fancy car and got a couple of dollars. And for the women, it's okay to look like a drag queen and represent yourself as a black woman. And that's the new excellence. Because it doesn't require discipline. It doesn't require discipline that a nationalist would have to support black men. No respect for elders, no respect for legacy. Yeah. So what the brother professor is saying, man, I applaud you on that, because that's heavy, man. That's super heavy.
Absolutely. And this is how it goes down in the barbershop. WMLR, More Life Radio, your number one station dedicated to black emancipation. Can you dig that? I thought you could. So right now, we're going to inject the radio portion of the show, my favorite part. Y'all know I love the music. It's all about the music. And you know I love upcoming artists, right? Artists that don't get the mainstream play. There are a lot of people that think R&B is dead, real hip-hop is dead. And I'm here to tell you it's not. I know cats. I rock with cats. Shout out to the homie Combs, Columbus's own, one of the illest MCs, Young Cat, spitting like 90s, you know what I'm saying? Spitting that 90s fire. So there is real music out here. And, of course, you know your boy Tahuti had an opportunity to come back. This is the return, right? So we had to come back and do it the way we do it. I've got that exclusive WMLR Music Cluster Kings, and I'm ready to raise the vibrations. You brothers ready to do it?
Man, most definitely. You already know I love music, so yes, sir.
Absolutely. So we're going to come back. Professor Silence is the rookie, so we're going to have him clean up the clippers and sweep the hair tonight. But he'll be back with us here. We'll be back here in just a moment. So this is what I decided to do, man. I said, well, what am I going to do for this return? So I decided to do a little something like this. Another Fly Virgo production, exclusively on WMLR, More Life Radio. Turn it up, turn it up, turn it up, turn it up, turn it up.
I'm on my dean, I'm fly, but the sky ain't the limit with a queen. Intervene for what? Saddle up, we on a mission, moving with intention.
Nah, we ain't flinching. The art of being authentic MCs, we've been commissioned. The Rembrandts are real reps. Man and woman mastering self, a ceremonial. In fact, we attach like door and Lesh. With an app for making heads, now I'm making the next snap to a truth. We brewing like a six pack.
So you can yeah, now let me get that. They love how you did that. With every speech, we aim to reach the inner sanctum. No weapon formed could reach, we gotta face them. Yeah. A simple head nod to reach the inner guide beyond facades and false doctrines. We stay locked in. The John Cochran, the mic rocking, the flow fit, we can't quit. The beat knocking.
Yeah, we gon' put it right up on your nine.
No cap.
Just for the soldiers who find an asylum.
No cap.
Whether you swollen, you holding your privates, cause you ain't scared of the digital virus. Steadily scanning your retinas and iris. We making sure you get an eye full. The full spectrum from the Western sector live and direct with the divine and the intellect.
In
the
sect,
your friendly neighborhood residents. So bringing the chariot.
Swing low from the chariot of slaves. Chariot
and the slaves never born to freedom.
They sang that song.
Sweet love, sweet chariot.
The chariot
symbol to take us home.
Our carriage, sir.
Yeah, to help us get through this passage.
I'm in the lane I own, every day I'm on. I move around so much, wherever I land is home. It's what you cannot clone. Go underground, Harriet my way through song. Shoot down your drone, it's that black renaissance. Two-piece suit, double monk strap shoot. You can keep that throne. I'm in the most high zone, where most cannot roam. I've been living off relationships I met through poem. I gotta love Jones for hip-hop. Smell my style through the Ziploc. Used to fend the A&Rs with my wristwatch. Class personified, Inglewood gentrified. What can I do? The mayor look like me and you. Few chips on my shoulder, they get worse as I'm old. I think I care too much, I'm aware too much. I dedicated more than half my nights to beats, rhymes, no wife, no kids, no friends. This can't be life. Trying to stay sane in a world full of pain. My skin is my sin. Man, the people inhumane. No melanin, but I'm a feminine. Can you relate? My goals are so soulful. When you levitate, boys, his hoes is all on you. Instead of hate, I'm just trying to exude love. But don't get it twisted, niggas still get bruised up. If you disrespect me on the level of men, you getting this, I'ma show you the devil within. Yo, niggas is out to violate your queen's jealous. Niggas is out to violate your queen's belly. Either you gon' shine, or you get shined on. Either you gon' rhyme, or you get rhymed on. Either you gon' climb, or you get climbed on. When I get to the top, I'ma sing my song. And when I get to the top, I'ma sing my song. When I get to the top, I'ma sing my song. When I get to the top, I'ma sing my song. When I get to the top,
hold on, let me sing my song. As the warmth from the sun coats my whole head, two legs with 2 feet walk these cold streets. As I walk the street, two chicks with tight dreads, two different descriptions, one leather and one mink. Half the time I'm trying to do me, but half the time I'm buzzing off trees. A mastermind, I always lose sleep. Trying to mastermind and discipline is the key. I like a missile when I be dishing that raw heat. Put down your pistols, my niggas, we on the same team. Peace, peace is what I scream, cause too many have died over them tips of things.
Yeah, one in a place while you running in place, ha ha. Me and my niggas got wonderful grace. We got the right to hit niggas all up in their dome, thinking they coming ill with the words in the poems. Yeah, yeah, niggas, we are no clones. We are straight authentic, and you know the boss in it. Yeah, yeah, me and my niggas just throw stones, and just like Italy, we just go wrong.
When I get to the top, I'ma sing my song. When I get to the top, I'ma sing my song. When I get to the top, I'ma sing my song.
Some still like it original. We rock towards the pivotal. No time for subliminal. Just stop, drop, and let it go. Some still like it original. We rock towards the pivotal. No time for subliminal. Just drop, drop, and let it go.
And when you get to the top, sing your song.
When you get to the top, sing your song.
When you get to the top,
sing your song.
When you get to the top,
I'm probably gonna fuck your mom, nigga. Baby, I'm the man. You be acting shady, but later you understand. I be goddamn, they know who I am. I came to get shady with ladies and hot pants. I came to give the haters a reason to stop and glance. And it's a celebration, we drink from shot glass. Even when she dance, she keep me close to her ass. Cause I be getting wood like up in the shot glass. Gas.
Yeah, man, I flow so real. Tell your whole go chill. I got logo skill. Boo, cool buck, and my crew's too nuts. What do you niggas really want? Niggas better duck like Daffy. I stretch out just like Laffy Taffy. Actually, niggas better ask me. I be on these tracks just like a damn athlete. My flow raspy, but not like that nigga from B2K. Most of y'all niggas straight up just be too gay. And that's the actual fact. Fuckin' with me, I rock shit out just like Massive Attack. No,
I'm still like it, original. We rock towards the pivotal. No time for subliminal. Just stop, drop, and let it go. Some still like it original. We rock towards the pivotal. No time for subliminal.
Let it go.
I was brought up to be a fire starter. And homie, when I start up, can no one do it harder. My nigga, get your bars up. Bitchin' is not the option. Now witness my departure. I'm living in the sky. Why I try? Give the art up. You living in the sky. Telling a lie. That's something I can never be a part of. Nah, nah. Pardon me. As I sing my songs so retarded. Leaf and free. Living on a leash. But then I got straight. And now I rock beats all motherfucking day. Now I drop heat in so many different ways that the Pro Tools waves started melting away. Hey.
It's Selfdestruction when popular rappers stick together for a cause. Now they doped up from they flaws. Excuse me while I pause to blow strands. $100 gam blunt. Them killers that make hopeful start up manhunts. Take a puff and jot it better than you can dunch. I'll be happy if I only touch the fan once. Cause all I do is light one, right one. All I do is light one, right one. All I do is right. All I do is light one, right one. All I do is light one, right one. All I do is light. All I do is light one, right one. All I do is light one, right one. All I do is. All I do is light one, right one. All I do is light one, right one. I was chief and when I wrote this, forgive me if I go astray. You should play this loud while you twist the blunt or if you roll a J. This one here is for all my west siders who drove spark and all my niggas off that east side high like Joe Clark. Facing nightmares that really are dreams that grow dark, that take a left turn in alleyways where you can smell the meth burn. I wonder who they bought it from and just how much the chef earned to make a fiend out some teen that look like Audrey Hepburn and Steve McQueen. I seen him in the movie once on a late night, was with this bad chick. We smoked about 2-3 blunts, then I made a climax. Next week we hit the IMAX, but I had to cut her off cause she was out for my stacks. She wasn't in the gym with me, nor did she drop a gem witty at the open mic in Els Royce in M City. I recall Paul telling all three of us in St. Andrews Hall we would carry Detroit on the small upper back then put it on the map. Cause when I rap I leave circle of traces around the clown so fast it's a blur to their faces. Strip focus, I came out swinging like a pendulum assisting in the hypnosis on some listen closely and do what I say. Run and tell 10 of your friends to stream his album all year and why they at it. Make sure they tell 10 of their co-workers so that they can do the same. Put the Dutch to the flame and blow strands. $100 gam blunt. Them killers that make vocal startup manhunts. Take a puff and jot it better than you can dunch. I'll be happy if I only touch the fan once. Cause all I do is light one, right one. All I do is light one, right one. All I do is right. All I do is light one, right one. All I do is light one, right one. All I do is light. All I do is light one, right one. All I do is light one, right one. All I do is. All I do is light one, right one. All I do is light one, right one.
Looking like Italian dressing in that motherfucker. So, yeah.
I come here tonight and plead with you. Believe in yourself and believe that you're somebody. I said to the group last night, nobody else can do this for us. No document can do this for us. No Lincolnian Emancipation Proclamation can do this for us. No Kennisonian or Johnsonian Civil Rights Bill can do this for us. If the Negro is to be free, he must move down into the inner resources of his own soul and sign with the pen and ink of self-assertive manhood his own emancipation. His own emancipation.
WMLR, the Life Radio. Welcome back, family. Hope you enjoy that injection of dopeness. Let me run it down real fast. It was just a quick playlist. The first track we listened to was by a duo. They call themselves Harriet. And you should check them out because they are representing that real hip-hop lyrical skill. And I love what they're talking about. It's all about that black empowerment. So check them out. Harriet is the name of the first that first group. The song was called Alkaline. Dig that, right? That's the name of the track. The second track, of course, Anderson .Paak, Sing My Song. Third on the list, we played Children of Zeus, Fear of a Black Planet. Check them out too. Remember, I played earlier from them earlier in the show from Manchester, England. And then that last Fire Tracks, brand new LZ, one of Detroit's finest MCs. Light one, right one. All I do is light one, right one. All I do is, hey. But yeah, we're back at it. All right, and we're going to keep you too much longer. I'm glad that you've stayed with us and hoping that you're enjoying the show. Fellas, we're back. I'll get ready to wrap things up. Kansu, do you have something you want to touch on before we do that?
Well, I'll tell you this. I just wanted to say that, you know, our next episode, I want to kind of expound deeper on a new trend. It's a trend called the Manosphere, Kane. And it's a trend called Ibmore that deals with black men moving their own way. It's a facet of MGTOW where these men are abstaining from sex and putting women in marginal positions. And coming out of that, Kane, is a new current term called the high-value man.
The high-value man?
The high-value man. He sets rules and standards. It's quite interesting, King, and I want to expound on that next show, bro. I want to lead the excitement.
Yeah, that sounds interesting. Something we've been doing, though, right? Some of us.
Yeah, not like this one. Not one.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'm interested in that. Brother Professor Silence, you got to get ready to run, man. There's something you wanted to share. You know, final words. I do have one more subject I want to touch on, so I'll probably take the last 15 minutes and kind of toss it back. Me and Kansu can handle this. I know you got to run. I want to yield the floor to you, brother, if there's anything you got on your mind, anything, another topic, anything you want to bring to the barbershop. This is your floor. Go ahead and do it, brother.
Man, many thanks and appreciations. I think one of the most important things on my side is really just, you know, being somebody, a lot of times us as people, we good at talking, but we're not really putting action behind the words. So it's one thing to say, hey, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. But when you actually put yourself in a position to provide opportunities for other people, that's when I believe you're actually doing something for your people. And that's what I do. You know, like I did forget to mention one thing. I'm also a firearm instructor for people who want to get their concealed carry permit. So if somebody's out there to say, hey, I always want to get a gun, how do I do it? I'm gonna be that kind of person that's gonna provide that opportunity. Somebody need a gun, carry it legally, I can make that happen for you. And so, like I said, putting myself in situations and positions where I could be of a benefit to our people. I think that's one of my contributions, and I think that's what we collectively do and should strive to inspire others to do, to not just be recipients of aid, but also be providers of aid and helping lift others up so that we can move forward. So I'm looking forward to the next episode. I'm going to do what I can, and I'm going to be committed to keeping it flowing and going. Yeah, that's my opinion. I'm going to give it to you. Good, bad, indifferent. I might not always agree, and you might not always agree with me. But I'm gonna tell you how it is from my perspective, and we
Absolutely.
Can just roll from there.
That's what we do, man. I do appreciate you. Make sure you get that hair up back there before you walk out the door. Now we got to take out your paper next time.
Yeah, we don't want to do that. We don't want to dock you.
Yeah, we have to dock. That's the word I was looking for. Get docked.
Dock my pay.
Yeah, we docked the newbies. The newbies got it. The rookies got to get docked. You know what I'm saying? Now, once you become a veteran, then that's it. We talk. We negotiate.
I'm glad we got the side jobs to make up. Got these other side jobs on the side. Keep me going.
Yeah.
You know, in the barber
shop. Why? You're the make-on. You're many jobs. I wanted to touch on real brief. I'm noticing a trend. In a lot of different shows that I watch, there's some really good programs that I've been watching. I follow Lovecraft Country is one that's produced by Jordan Peele. Another one is Fargo, which I just started watching. Fargo's only in its second episode. Really good show. Chris Rock is in this season, and it's really good so far. I've been noticing a trend. Basically, on everything you watch now, we see a tremendous amount. It's like black men are being made out to be the face of homosexuality. I mean, in every show, there is a homosexual black man now. And some of the scenes, I was watching Lovecraft Country, almost lost me. I think it was
episode.
Man, have you been watching it?
Man. Man, I know exactly what you're talking about. The dude father?
Dude, this is what I don't get. Now, we're talking about the brother who played Omar in The Wire. I don't know his his real name. But y'all know what I'm talking about. Melanie brother with the scar. He played Omar in The Wire. And remember... And remember, Omar was a homosexual as well in The Wire. A homosexual thug that would kill you. So I'm noticing everything we watch, even when you go back to the movie Us, where the father in that whole movie was weak. The daughter was stronger than he was. The woman, the wife, was stronger than he was. They're going out of their way to make a black man look really weak. And it's like they're painting this picture like we're the homosexuals, the flaming homosexuals, dressing in dresses that show P-Valley, which I won't be revisiting that next season. I'm good. Lord, it's too much, man. But I was just wondering just what y'all thought about that, man. Am I off on a tangent, or are you seeing this as well?
The narrative is clear as far as I'm concerned. I see exactly what you see. No doubt.
It's crazy. It is. It just is crazy, man. You think about the people who have never been around black men, who don't know black men. They won't take the opportunity to know black men. This is going to be their perception of us, Khonsu, that we're walking around wearing dresses. We're encouraging our young men, the whole Dwayne Wade situation. And then we see pictures of Gabrielle Union standing there looking like a man and like a stud, like she's the man of the house. Khonsu, what is going on, man? What is going on?
Well, I think it's just the, as it always has been, Dr. Francis Craig Wolfing has spoken on this, Dr. Joy DeGruy has spoken on this. Dr. Amos Wilson, I like to use people that are benchmarks that have given us identity in our culture. It's the effeminization and the emasculation of black men and black women. We've been reduced to men and women. We're not given the same benefits as being adults, as Emile Fuller Jr. has said it. And we're not operating in the capacity of being fully functional. And we're so influential, King, because now there is no gender. Now it's a androgynous approach to social exchange where the balance of man and woman has been compromised. Now it's actually, if you notice, King, it's rare to be heterosexual.
Man, you are shamed if you're an alpha male.
You're shamed if I say I don't care for a homosexual lifestyle. I'm told I'm homophobic. No, I didn't say
I'm afraid of homophobia. Yeah, that's crazy.
That's crazy. But this society, man, it's this society. I think it's the oversaturation of toxic social platforms. Albeit we play a role in it as social on a social platform, but we try to bring soul food. You know, Jay-Z had a verse, you know, Me and You, We Love Me Music, and Jay-Z said in one of Jay Electronica's songs that our ancestors took old food and made soul food. And that's exactly what we're commissioned to do, yet we keep eating out the master's hand and expect to be treated as fed nourishment. Every time, brother, we keep eating out his hand and crying independence on the same breath. And now we've got to the point that the black man and woman is lost in this androgyny. Crazy.
It's so sad. I talk with my son on a regular basis. My son is 22, very bright young man, and I have a lot of confidence in young people. I know other young people that are like that. Young brother Jacalyn, a young Virgo brother, very bright, very astute. I'm hoping and relying on the young people to get it. If they can make it through dealing with parents who suffer from cognitive dissonance on a lot of topics, a lot of issues, and that's not to be disrespectful to any parents, but we do suffer from that because we are stuck on the things that we were taught coming up. And I think it's going to be our young people that breaks out. They've got all the information. I always say, if your young person comes to you and asks you a question, they've already got an answer. They're testing you to see what you're going to say and how that aligns with the answer they've actually researched and got. So I'm hoping that they did. I'm hoping that they understand the importance of business ownership. Like you said, you said it, man. You said a mouthful with that one. We don't own anything, so our vote really doesn't count. And it's so true. We've got to change our mindset. We do. We are watching and seeing black men being torn down, the image of the black man. How do you take over, Kansu, a group of people? How do you take them over? You first have to destroy the warrior class. That's the first thing you do. If you destroy the warrior class and you paint a picture of that said warrior class to that warrior class group of women, now you really got them. Because you got their women to turn against them. And I'm seeing that. I'm seeing it. And it's so troublesome. And I hope young black men who are listening, young melanated men who are listening, because this show is dedicated to melanated men worldwide. Not just here in the States, but wherever you may be. Brown, heavily melanated, whatever your hue, your complexion is. This is for you. This is your show. We're hoping you can get something from this. Understand it's about mindset. It's about decisions that you make. We've got to get better, men. Kings, we've got to get better in the decisions we make. We've got to be far less emotional. There are times when emotions are necessary. But for some reason, we include emotions and morality in everything, Kansu. And I think that's a lot of our one of our biggest downfalls. What do you think about that?
No, I totally agree. I totally agree. But again, it's anti-blackness. It's not understanding black on a unified front. We believe we misassociate unity with uniformity. We're not asking everyone wear the same uniform. We just ask that we're unified in blackness. To a point of biasness, we have an agenda and we don't have justice, so how can we be peaceful? We're not going to be a peaceful people until we embrace justice. Justice is the right of every human being on the planet to be treated justly by actions that are made by us, right and wrong. And it's not a finger-pointing contest, and it's not about hate. It's about living a just, one peaceful life and harmony within the world, within nature. We're not hateful people by nature. And I think that we conflate that issue with militancy and deviant acts of fragility because we've been taught that process from a fragile European, specifically the white Anglo-Saxon Protestant. We have to definitely make sure that we understand and identify with our direct opponent that has created this fragility complex amongst our own people, and that is the white Anglo-Saxon Protestant. We lose scope because we take everything, brother, and we minimalize it to black and white. That's a false dichotomy. But there's nothing wrong with being an intelligent black man or intelligent black woman. There's nothing wrong with going to school or prospering in this system that is corrupt. But it is not reasonable to detach yourself from the process for the sake of your own personal understanding. Each and every one of us is a beacon for black nationalism because our ancestors lived through us. And we have an African way of doing things. I don't agree with Christianity, but I identify with black Christianity because that's what got me here. On my road to consciousness, I was praying to Jesus and I was sitting in church and I was doing other things like that, but I wouldn't change it for the world because I sat next to Granny and I sat next to Mama, I sat next to Dad doing it. It was them that gave me the understanding of righteousness through that religion or through that politics or whatever we deal with. And so I think we need to support blackness, King. And that's what we always said, your number one station supported and dedicated to black emancipation. It's being unapologetically black all day, every day, nonstop. You the same person in every room you step in. And you black, and you're going to stay black. If you a Christian, Jew, whatever, Hebrew, Israel, all that, you're still black. and we got to embrace that, King. I mean, that's what I see, and that's why I do appreciate
man.
This subject matter.
Bro, you always
on,
bring it, man. You always bring the heat. It's
anti-blackness.
You said
it. You've done it. See, Tahuti, a lot of people don't know, he's very mild-mannered. Station was built what we talked about, right? The station was built on this, and that's why it's been consistently dedicated to the love of blackness, more love, the love of blackness above anything else.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to disparage and tear down our black people under any circumstances. You ain't even going to hear us say that out our mouth. It ain't going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
We'll come with correction and introspection, but we definitely won't defame. If we're going to do it, we'll do it behind closed doors. Remember when
that's
everybody
right.
was against R. Kelly and we were saying, come on, y'all, hold on. Hold on. We're talking about a system here now. We don't know what's going on. So it's all about championing the cause of being black, man. So I appreciate the ending the show on this note, man, and coming back on this note. I do appreciate it, man.
Yeah, man, a great return. I didn't expect anything less. I'm going to go ahead and get my last words. So I opened up to everything and let you close it and leave the people with some more wisdom. I always appreciate Kondu, his perspective, the way he enunciates the situation is great. And you get so much. I'm hoping you did tonight. As always, I want to thank you for joining us, and we welcome you back. We took a little bit of a hiatus, but we're never going anywhere. WMLR is an assignment. It was not a hobby or something I did just to be popular or anything like that, to be famous or anything like that. This is for the people. This is for our brothers. There's not a lot of platforms out there that celebrate black men. And so this will always be that. And black women. We celebrate our queens as well. We always have said, we always have confessed and confirmed that there would be no kings if there were, if it was not for a queen. So we appreciate our queens as well. We just want to do better. We want to encourage black men to do better. And Kansu is right. We need to police one another. We should be. Brother, if you know another brother, you got a friend that's not doing right, not on his point, not a point, he's not taking care of his babies, you know this about him, you need to be in his ear. Not only be in his ear, but doing what you can to help him. What is keeping him? What's preventing him from carrying out his responsibilities? We can't just keep sitting and kicking it with these cats among us that we know are underachievers on purpose. It is on us. It's on us. They are a reflection of you. So keep that in mind. All right, let's tighten it up. Please, please, please vote so that you feel good about your vote. Please do not make your vote about getting Donald Trump out of office, because that is nothing. That gets us nothing. We need tangibles. We need more than conversations and thoughts and, oh, yeah, we can talk about, we need more than that. We need action. We need it right now as a people. We need the ability so that we can build on our own and encourage our children to build on their own. Not just get good grades and go to college and go work for somebody else. We need to get away from that. We have got to start teaching them to build. We're getting old. I just turned 49, so we're getting old. We gotta make it to where our children, where we're leaving them a legacy and setting them up to leave their children, our grandchildren, a legacy. So, man, let's get it together. Let's tighten it up, Kings, so we can be great like we're meant to be. And I'm speaking about myself first. I'm going to lead the way and do the best that I can. We can't be perfect, but we can definitely be great. We can definitely be great, and we can work toward it. And so with that, as I always say, I love you. The love of the ancestors and the spirit and energy of our great black ancestors and leaders that lay out the blueprint, set it out there. And I'm going to continue to carry on that energy. That's my assignment. I want to make sure that those lessons are not missed, those teachings are not forgotten. And I want to demonstrate it. Not just talk about it, but I'm going to be about it as well. and I'm encouraging you to do the same. I'm encouraging you to research on your own. It is far more gratifying when you get the information and learn it on your own. So please take time, invest in yourself. That doesn't mean just spend money, but it means invest in your mental health, your knowledge, your intelligence. Invest in those things, all right? Remember that I love you, and whenever you're feeling like you're nearing the end of your rope, just tie a knot. Keep hanging. Keep remembering that it ain't nobody bad like you. Until next Wednesday, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, we'll talk with you then. Fam, rest well. Peace. Consul, go ahead and take us home.
Man, it's been a pleasure. As usual, man, we've been... WMLR has been a staple, man, and I'm glad to be a part of it. I'm grateful to come back. I'm so excited. I came in. I got my time wrong and all that stuff, working off the rust, guys, but I'm excited to do this. This is something that's always been a personal endeavor for me. From day one, those who remember Consul's Corner, when I was asked to come on here, I knew I had to be a part of this. So this is something that, you know, personal and a part of my life, and I appreciate it. And I appreciate each and every one of you being loyal to WMLR. I still see activity on our Facebook, and that's great. And I do appreciate it. And I look forward, man, to sharing some insight with you and growing, man. So with that being said, waiting on this young buck to get this flow going. Yeah.
I'm your lady's fantasy, and your girl a fan of me. And no nigga, I won't get a ghost rider, I won't get an instrumental album, I'ma give you everything I think.